using both paws, Nimbalo hauled the blade from Tag's belt.
Sounds good, mate. I'll start chopping the salad with this sword of yours. Keep that fire low, though. Turf don't give off much smoke, it just glows. Those vermin you said was tracking you, any idea where they might be?
Tag gestured to the mountain's east side.
Probably over that way. They were following a stream, so I went off in the opposite direction. I can't see them troubling us yet a while. Maybe when we're on the mountain, we might run into them. Do you carry a weapon, Nimbalo?
Baring his teeth in a ferocious grin, the mouse replied,
"These is all the weapons I need, mate. Teeth and paws. If I needs more, you can cut me a big stick."
The meal was frugal but enjoyable. Nimbalo played a few tunes on his whistle and they sat by the fire, watching the night draw in. When Nimbalo stopped playing, the otter went to the top of the rise. He ducked as a group of swifts swing low over them. Then he listened carefully. Nimbalo sprawled in the hollow, watching him.
"What's the matter, big fella? Summing up?"
Tag slid down beside him.
"Birds flying low. I thought I heard a far-off rumble, and the air feels heavy. There may be a storm on the way."
Dusting sand from his tunic, the harvest mouse stood up.
"I've been in more storms than an old gull at sea. We'd better make a move and find shelter. I tell ye, Tag, you don't want to get caught in a storm on these flatlands."
Lightning flared briefly beyond the mountain. Tag gathered his cloak and packed together, hearing the distant thunder rumble.
"Sounds like it'll be a bad one, mate. Come on."
Complete darkness fell as the moon became shrouded by heavy cloud. They hurried along the dry bed of a stream, feeling the first heavy raindrops strike their heads. Tag pulled his waterproof cloak over them both. Nimbalo pointed.
"Lucky all us, matey. There's a little cave in the side of the bank. I can just make it out."
Rain was sheeting straight down, lightning splitting the night skies in spectacular jagged rips, and thunder booming overhead. Nimbalo skipped smartly up the bankside and held out a paw to his friend.
"Come on, you great lump, inside afore you get soaked."
Tag huddled in alongside Nimbalo. There seemed to be plenty of room. They lay in the entrance, the cloak draped over the heads, watching the awesome spectacle of the huge summer storm. Tag shuddered and wriggled with pleasure.
"It's great to watch a big storm, especially when you're nice and dry and not caught out in it."
The harvest mouse elbowed him roughly.
"Be still, will you? Near rolled over and crushed me then."
Tag pulled himself back from the cave entrance.
"Sorry, pal. I'll get back in here a bit. This is quite a sizable cave. Maybe we could light another fire. What do you think?"
Nimbalo turned around. He sniffed the interior air and froze.
"Stay still, Tag. Stay still, for pity's sake."
Tag answered him from the darkness.
"Why?"
Rustling coils and venomous hissings told him the reason, even before Nimbalo whispered it into the menace-laden blackness.
"Snake!"